Welcome to the Impact Voices Podcast. I'm your host, Rudy Made. On this podcast, I'm sharing some of my many wisdom ideas meant to impact your life, career, and business for the better. I also interview some of the world's most important influencers and impact creators to share their work, wisdom, and motivation. Thank you for listening today, and if you enjoyed this episode, give me a 5-star on your favorite podcast platform, and let's grow this podcast together. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Impact Voices Show, guys. Your favorite host again, Rudy, and I'm just really excited to share with you guys today's episode. It's something that, if you didn't know it, it's already, I used to be in a network marketing business where I interacted with a lot of people. I moved from one network marketing company to another, so I learned a lot of things. One of the best things about I love about network marketing as a business type is that it gives you a lot of education, So recently, one of my nephews reached out to me and asked me, say, hey, uncle, I have this opportunity, it's a network marketing business, I want to get into it, I love it. I said, listen, I'll highly encourage you to go to it, I'll highly encourage you to focus on it, learn as much as you can. They teach about sales, about marketing, about leadership. Those are things that you never almost learn them in any university, but you can definitely learn them by being in a network marketing business opportunity. So do that. So anyway, I just wanted to share with you guys something which is very, very important to me: how to get the best conversation out of people, right? So as a network marketer, I always struggle how to start conversation with people, how to actually initiate conversation, because most times I always, you don't want to post like salesy, like somebody who always like wanted to do sales or wanted to pitch people about your opportunity. But how to exempt yourself, how to communicate so much so that your people or your audience is actually looking at you like an exceptional person. Because as a almost every network marketer who is like all the protege network marketers, right, always know this, where they just, as soon as they see a prospect, bam, they start prospecting the person, asking them, hey, are you open to business opportunity? I mean, I get a lot of that on LinkedIn already. But I said, listen, there's a better way for you to communicate. And I learned this in one of those many seminars that I've actually attended many years ago. So I did network marketing from like 2016 to 17, 18, 19. Like I think I ended like 2019 or 2020, I think so. But there was something that I really learned: how to actually get the best conversation out of people without necessarily being very salesy. Right, you want to make sure that you want to make sure that you're a good conversationalist. I just learned this new word, conversationalist, like the person that actually know how to communicate, how to converse with people, right? And as a conversationalist, what you're trying to get is to make sure that you get the best out of your conversation, not just you, but the most important for your audience, right? The person that you're having a conversation with, your conversation partner, so to speak. That's the person you want them to have a good experience speaking to you, because they want to speak to you again in the future, right? And this is not just for marketing people. This is not just for people who are in sales or anything, but this is actually how to actually communicate in general. And you're going to realize that I've done the last couple of episodes about communication. And the reason is because communication is so important, because that's the part, this is one of the things that actually break or make relationship. In every relationship that you engage, the first thing that you do is communicate. You can communicate either verbally or non-verbally, right? And people understand you, they take you for who you are by what you say and how you communicate with them. And now the communication is actually how they receive your information, but not so much as how much you care about them, right? So I'm going to give you guys the four letter word that I used, and I'm still using that in my regular conversation about communicating. It's called FORM. So FORM. So first is family. F for family, right? People love to talk about their family so much. I love to talk about my family, right? Whenever you ask me about, hey, how's your family doing? How's your kids doing? I'm like, oh my God. So I talk about the kids. I talk about how they're doing, how they're, excelling in school, how they're crawling, how they're, all the good things. People love to talk about their family. People love to talk about their kids,
how their kids are moving ahead, how much your kids, you know, they can talk about their kids for hours. I've literally seen this. I enjoy it, right? When I meet new people, especially in a one-on-one, you know, gathering or conversation, I'll ask them about their family. You know, how's the family? If they don't have any family, everybody has a family, right? If they're not married, then they may not talk about kids or their spouse, but they could talk about their siblings or their parents, right? So it could go either way. Everybody has a parent. You either maybe your parents, maybe a foster parent or, you know, biological parent. It could be anything, but everybody has a family. The next thing is occupation. People love to talk about what they do. Because again, what they do is sort of their definition of who they are. I ask them, what do you do for a living? Or what are you up to right now? So everybody be like, you know, so I'm very excited. I'm a real estate investor. I'm a medical personnel. I'm a doctor. I'm a physician. I'm a consultant. I'm a business owner. Like, people talk about everything and they feel like they're communicating. The occupation is part of their identity, right? Their job is part of their identity. So they talk about that so much. So after the family, the next thing they ask them is about their occupation. The occupation, they feel very excited to tell you about their occupation, what they do, how much. Like, I always say, a second question I always ask after, you know, to follow up on occupation is, how has, you know, your work, or what are you guys up to? Like, your team, or if you're in a team, or if they say I'm a director or for, you know, in a company, or we manage this, I'm like, oh wow, that's so cool. So what are you guys planning for your next quarter? Like, what's their milestone? You know, then they're excited about it, or what's your recent achievement? Then they'll be like, oh my God, we did this, we did that, we did that. You know, they go on and on and on, elaborating on the things that they've done for that quarter, or the things that they're about to do, you know, to meet their goals for the quarter. The next thing I'm asking them is recreation. Recreation is things about exercise, you know, gym, workout, diet, stuff like that, right? And not everybody might be open to this, because people may feel like I'm not fit enough. You know, why is he asking me about recreation? Do they think like I'm overweight, or do they think I'm very fit? You know, people who are fit are confident, right? But people who are not fit, they feel like, why are they asking me about recreation? And you're not going to just ask them, oh, how about recreation? Right? You're literally just asking them, you know, what do you do for fun? So for fun is actually an aspect of recreation. People say, I work out. People say, I go to the gym. People say, I love to travel. Now the follow-up question. Oh, when was your last trip? Oh, I went to Uganda in Africa. I went to Ghana. I went to South Africa. I went to Spain. You know, I saw the... Oh, next question. Was that like a planned trip, or was it something you just wanted to get away, or how was that? How did you plan all of that? They're excited to talk about that, right? Talk about the experience. Or how was your experience in Uganda? How was your experience in Spain? What did you learn? I'm excited. I want to go to Spain too, but, you know, time, I just don't have the time. Maybe I was trying to do that, but from your experience, I maybe want to go there even sooner. So they're excited that they are communicating and they're adding value to you and giving you their review of Spain or Uganda, right? And then you feel you're telling them, wow, thank you so much for telling me about that. I really wanted to do that. I really wanted to go, and I will really plan to go there. For now, the message is, now you're asking them about if they are based off their family, occupation, and recreational response that they've given to you, right? The M now gives you an opportunity to craft a message that you're going to give to them. The message could be something that's going to be helpful to them. It could be, I don't love to give people business cards. I mean, I want to say it's going to give you business cards, but business card is just a cake idea, right? But it could mean that you're actually telling them a meaning of your visit, maybe why you're there at that event, at that gathering, what brought you there, right? Because at the end of the day, you're going to ask them, after the recreation, you're going to ask them, oh, so what brought you here? If you are in a business meeting, right? You're going to ask them, so what brought you here? They're going to be like, tell you about whatever it is, the reason that they're there, right? In that reason, you see a pinpoint. You see a sort of dissatisfaction you may see something that doesn't tie along. You may see something that they want to build for themselves. For example, I went to a business event, that's in 2019 in New York. There was a massive business event in the city, and we had business people from all over the town. So it was at 6 p.m. So after work, like everybody, like professionals, you know, everybody dressed in suit, you know, we're just at the event. So we're buying drinks. It was a free event, but you had to buy drinks, you know. So you buy drinks at the bar, then, you know, you can just walk around. The goal for that event was for you to connect with other business people. You just connect, create, have business cards, share business cards, social media, whatever. You know, so I went there, attended that event, met some people, talked with them, and just asked them, hey, you know, why are you here? You know, after I've gone through the FOR, you know, like family, occupation, so I'm making sure my conversation is between, you know, 3 to 5 minutes, but also very intense and very productive. I don't want to keep them standing for so long, because if you're standing with one person for so long, then you guys get bored talking to each other, right? You want to move to the next thing. Again, recreation also can relate to sports or their best show, Netflix show or whatever, right? But something that is out of work and family, something that they enjoy doing by themselves or in a group of other set of people, not just family. Then now the message that I was asking, or the message that I would ask that person, I asked, it was a guy who actually gave me a pen, and I still have that pen with his name and business information on it. He said, I asked him, say, so, you know, we've gone through the FOR. I said, oh, so why are you here? You know, you seem like a very successful person, like you're running your own business. So he said, yeah, I just want to connect with people. You know, my business haven't been doing so well very much. I'm looking for like venture capitalist opportunities where I could connect with people who can connect me with business opportunities. I'm like, oh, wow. So now I understand why he's there. I understand he's there because he's looking for business opportunities to grow his business. He's looking for investors, you know, to invest in his business. So I've literally used FORM to have a very effective communication with this person. So FORM form. So if you can use this format, my suggestion is use this format in your next communication, right? Business meeting. If you're going to a business meeting, networking event, or you're having a conversation with some, if you're a salesperson with a prospect, right? Even if you're just communicating via email, sort of relate your email, craft your email in whatever shape or form, but let it meet some of this form criteria. Then you're going to see the response, because at the end of it, it presents to your audience as somebody who really cares about them. You do care about them. You ask about their family. You ask about their job, their source of income. You ask about what they really like, recreation, right? Now you ask about them, you know, what brought them to that event or their pain points. So now what happens is that they're now very open. They welcome anything you say is a good thing, right? So you want to use this form in your next communication. I hope this actually was very valuable to you. In the next episode, I'm going to talk about something totally different. Of course, it's going to be definitely valuable to you again. But if this is your first time on my podcast, make sure to hit the subscribe button. It's free. It's not going to cost you anything. Hit the subscribe button and like, share this episode on your, you know, to your friends, your social media platforms. Follow me on social media as well. And make sure that if you listen to this podcast, the audio version on your favorite podcast platform, make sure to download, you know, give us a 5-star and put a comment, so that, you know, I just want to get better. I just want to make sure my next episode gets better and better and better. I can't wait to see you on the next episode. Thank you so much.